Vaughn, what do you remember at the end of regulation there when it looked like the game was over? You guys celebrated as if it was over, but it wasn't over.
I didn't celebrate. You know, I was still, you know, into the game. And, you know, when you look at it, it looked close, you know, but it was a tub. I knew it was going to be reviewed. So, you know, I really just didn't get, you know, the fireworks popping or anything like that. You know, I was still, you know, in game mode. You know, they ended up scoring the ball. We've been on the other side of, you know, these wins 50 million times. You know, it's the National Football League. And, you know, we got the better end of these games. And, you know, that was just one that we did not – complete, that we did not get. And, you know, we did everything we possibly could to lose the game. We did everything we possibly could in every phase of, you know, the football game. And guess what? We lost. And we still got a lot of games to improve. We got some big-time games still coming up. The biggest game is going to Jacksonville, playing those guys. So, yeah, I mean, it's tonight is, you know, it's a terrible night, but, you know, we'll be back. I'm proud of my guys in the locker room. I know every last one of those guys. And that's not like us to just, you know, pack it up. You know, Lieb is going to be 10 times better. I'm going to be 10 times better. Chris, you know, we're just going to keep it rolling. Roll the dice and let's see what happens.
Vaughn, what were they doing, if anything, late that was preventing you guys from getting to Alex Smith those last few drives?
I don't know. I mean, Alex, he always does a great job of passing the ball pretty quickly. And, you know, he's a great decision maker, you know, and get all the respect for him. And, you know, he went down in the field and drove. Not only drove, but they got the two-point conversion. You know, so it was a pretty good move by Alex. And, you know, Justin Smith had an incredible game. I mean, Justin Houston had an incredible game. And, you know, just switching up a little bit, I'm proud of him. I know how hard it is to, you know, bounce back from ACL surgery and to be just normal again. And he went out there and he dominated. That's one of my good buddies. You know, if the score would have been different, you know, it would have been a whole lot, you know, better. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm very proud of Jay Houston.
Vaughn, were you surprised by the number of penalties you guys committed, especially on that final drive of regulation by the Chiefs?
No, I mean, you know, when you got 94 yards of penalty yards, that's not a good thing. But, you know, the penalties, you know, they're going to happen. It's just unfortunate that, you know, it was all of them was on that last drive right there. You know, we got to do a better job with that. But we always do a better good job with that. It was just, you know, a tough patch right there with D-Ware got an offsides. I got an offsides, you know, so we'll be better.
Vaughn, what are you thinking when the decision to go out and try that 61-yard field goal, what's going through your mind at that moment?
I'm with it. You know, B-Mac, he's one of the best kickers in the National Football League. You know, I'm with Kubo on that one. I mean, what are we playing? We going to play for the tie or are we trying to win the game? You know, and I'm 100%, you know, behind Kube right there. We got, you know, if we're looking at it again, we got one of the best defenses in the National Football League. Let's try this field goal. We'll stop them. You know, I wouldn't with the, you know, just play for the tie either. So I'm 100% around, 100% behind Kube and the coaching staff. B-Mac is the man. You know, it's a tough position that he was in, but, you know, he can make those. And I would, if we had to do it all over again, I'd do it again.
Vaughn, a lot of the guys in the locker room say they haven't been used to that losing side. So as a leader on the team, how do you keep their confidence up?
What, the losing side of stuff?
Yeah, they're not used to
it. I mean, when you look at it, it's not really a tough thing to do. I got TJ and Tlaib and Chris Harris, and all of these guys are elite guys. You know, our locker room, we got great leaders in our locker room. It's not like we're going to go in there and, you know, and just, you know, put the pads up. You know, we still got a lot of big games. Anything can happen. We've seen it play out last year. You know, we didn't know how the season was going to end up. We ended up playing it out. We got the number one seed. So, you know, we just got to keep playing. It's a National Football League. People are going to make plays. We've been on the better side of these type of games for the longest. You know, it was just one that got away from us.